Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment, and this week, I'm going to talk about a recent event in the news regarding Pastor Eli Rigaldo and his wife, Caitlin. Now, if you haven't heard about this story yet, go ahead and Google it, because it's quite the head-scratcher. If you had to summarize this story for a pitch meeting in Hollywood, it'd go something like this. A middle-class couple runs a marketing firm. Then God speaks to them. Yep, that God. And tells them to open a church, sell cryptocurrency to their parishioners, and use the proceeds to remodel their home and take lavish trips. Pastor Eli supposedly defrauded his investing parishioners out of $1.3 million, spending several hundred thousand dollars on remodeling his home because God told him to. Yep, he admitted this to the media and then said, look, I just screwed up. I must have misunderstood God. Really? You think so? I'm going to try this next week at work when I make a mistake. I'm just going to say, sorry, boss. God told me to do it, but I must have misunderstood him. Sorry you're losing your business and home and children's college funds. If only God would pick my stocks. God must just be into crypto. I keep asking God to pick my mutual funds, but darn it, I'm not getting any signs. My computer hasn't turned on all of a sudden going to a mutual funds page, and it hasn't caught on fire with some voice coming out of it like James Earl Jones or Liam Neeson. I'm just not praying hard enough. Now, I think everyone agrees that there are truly crazy people out there. I'm not talking about people with mental illness. I'm talking about bat-crazy folks with critters flying in their belfries crazy. Now, talking with God? That ain't crazy. Heck, I talk to him regularly about challenges I'm facing, like, why can't I fix my bathroom ceiling correctly, or why is it leaking around my family room windows during rainstorms? I hadn't thought to ask God for financial advice, like what stock to buy or where to bank, Redwood Capital or Coast Central. Please, God, let me know. Now Pastor Eli puts on video, the Lord brought this cryptocurrency to me, and he said, take this to my people for a wealth transfer. Now, I've watched too many old biblical movies to buy this bunch of hooey. God didn't use any old English when he spoke to Pastor Eli, and he didn't mention the Israelites, and nothing caught on fire. So I'm just saying. People baffle me. How could people sit there and listen to this malarkey and hand over their money? I guess I'm just not trying hard enough. So let me give this a try with you good people. God spoke to me. He said you should send all your money to me. I'm going to invest it for you, and you're going to quadruple your money. I'll let you know when I'm back from Fiji. Wow, it's truly incredible that Pastor Eli is telling the media he still expects God to clear up this mess for him. Now, folks, that's faith. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment, and in closing, I offer these amendments to the first two Ten Commandments. First, you shall have no other gods before me, including a pastor claiming to be a financial advisor. And two, you shall make no idols, and that includes crypto.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.